Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, and here I am sitting on the bedside of children all over the world, ready to tell you stories about my adventures traveling all over the world, greeting children, talking to their parents, talking to people who are just so wonderful and so filled with excitement. It's just my joy to share it with you. Now, get yourself all set now, and I'd like to tell you about a brother who was complaining about his yowly little brother. Frederick was a fine young man. He was about 13, and he was very much coming of age and being responsible for all the things that were important in his life, and he was a fine young man, just a real fine young man. Well, his mother said to him, "Frederick, I want you to take care of Andrew." And Frederick was not so sure about that. And so Frederick said, "Why must I take care of Andrew?" And she says, "Well, I have to go out this afternoon, and I want you to babysit with Andrew and make sure that he's happy. Make sure that he has all the things that are necessary to make him feel fulfilled and good. But he's 4 years old, and I don't want to have a four-year-old brother hanging around me all afternoon." "Frederick, this is a responsibility that I'm giving to you of taking care of Andrew and working with Andrew. Now, I have to go to the store, and I will only be gone a short time, maybe an hour, but when I am back, then you're all set to go off and play as you wish." "But, Mom!" "Frederick, that's what I'd like you to do. Can I depend on you?" "Well, Mom, you know you can always depend on me. Anything you ask me to do, I always do. You know that." "Frederick, I would like you to speak that with a little more warmth in your heart."
"But, Andrew, he's such a yowly kid."
"Frederick, why don't you look at Andrew and say to yourself, now if I were Andrew's age, if I were four, what would I be yowly about? What would make me yowly? And so that might be a very good opportunity for you to have a great experience this afternoon while I'm away."
"Oh, Mom, can't we just play?"
"Well, you are always playing, but why don't you see what you can do and have a great experience playing with Andrew and learning about a yowly little kid? Because he's really quite a good little kid, and you know that."
"Okay."
So, Mother drove away, and Frederick looked at Andrew and said, "Andrew, I have to be your babysitter this afternoon. Now, you got anything to complain about that?" And Andrew said, "Frederick, you're going to babysit me? How wonderful, Frederick. Oh, you're such a nice guy. Frederick, I'm so glad that you're going to babysit me."
"You what?
You're glad that I'm going to babysit you?"
"Yes, yes, yes, yes.
Frederick, you have a new harmonica, and I would like to learn how to play that too." "Andrew, that new harmonica is a very special thing of mine, and it is not easy to learn how to play." "Well, Frederick, while you were at school, I went in your room, and I played on your harmonica."
"What? What did you do? You went in my room, and you took my harmonica, and you practiced on my harmonica? Andrew, don't you know privacy? Don't you know that you don't go in and touch other people's things?"
"Well, Frederick, I didn't have anything to do, and Mother was very busy, and so I went into your bedroom, and I saw your harmonica sitting right there on your table, and so I took it into my room, and I practiced on it. I closed the door, too, so nobody would be bothered by it."
"And what did you practice, silly boy?"
"Well, I just practiced songs that I had heard."
"Well, what songs did you hear?"
"Well, I heard, I like me, 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 I like me."
"But that's complex. Did you play that on the harmonica?"
"Well, sort of."
You can play it for me so I can hear it? Well, all right. I'm happy to do that.
And they went into Frederick's room. And there was the harmonica sitting all polished up on the table, just waiting. So Frederick threw himself down on his bed. He says, all right, play for me. And so Andrew took out the harmonica and went,
Andrew, that's terrible.
And Andrew said, no, it isn't. That's I Like Me.
But Andrew, it doesn't sound anything like I Like Me.
Well, Frederick, would you show me how?
Andrew, I prefer you yowly rather than going through my harmonica and me having to teach you. But, Frederick, you're so intelligent. You're so good. You're such a nice guy. I've seen what you did for Susie, you know, and she's 11 years old, and she's our wonderful sister, and I saw what you did to help her in her math class. You were just great. You were working with her until she actually liked going to school and having her math class.
Well, that's different. I understand math.
Well, do you understand the harmonica?
Sure I do.
Will you show me what you understand about the harmonica?
Well, I'm just learning.
That's okay. I'm just learning, too. So, Frederick showed Andrew about the harmonica. And he said, you blow in and you blow out. And you use your tongue to cover different notes so that only certain notes will be played. And first you take the harmonica and you start at one end and you go da 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 da, and you go all the way up the scale and then up the second scale and the third scale, and then you go down and you play your flats and your sharps and you do that.
Oh, golly, I didn't know there was that much to it.
Well, there really isn't. You do it by your ear. And so you listen and you hear a note, and you remember that that note was played when you had your tongue over these keys, and then another note was played when you had it here.
Oh, God, show me.
So Frederick proudly showed Andrew. Well, here's how you do it.
Ding. Oh, what a beautiful note. Do, do, do. Oh, you played them harmoniously. Oh, Frederick, you are so good.
Do, 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 do.
Frederick, that sounds beautiful. Oh, Frederick, you are so smart.
Oh, come on, Andrew. I'm just learning.
But, Frederick, it sounds good. Just keep on. Show me some more, Frederick.
And Frederick got red in the face and he says, Andrew, you show me some now. Put your tongue over different keys and gently blow and gently suck in and blow and suck in and blow. So Andrew went,
do, 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 do. Wow, Andrew, you played the scale.
Now, play it again.
Do, 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 do.
Andrew, that was pretty good. But sometimes you skipped a few. So play very carefully now.
Do, 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 do. Andrew, you are wonderful.
Thanks, Frederick, thank you. I like playing on the harmonica.
Andrew, we're going to buy you a harmonica. I have $10 that I've been saving for something very special. And Andrew, to have you have a harmonica so you and I can play the harmonica together would be the most wonderful thing in the world.
Andrew looked at Frederick and said, Frederick, do you really mean that?
And Frederick says, sure.
And Andrew said, Frederick, that's the nicest thing you have ever said in my life. Thank you so much.
And you know, Andrew, you're not yowly at all.
Well, what does yowly mean,
Frederick? What is yowly? Oh, it means always crying, yeah, I want that, I want that.
Do I do that?
Sometimes.
Does everybody do that?
Oh, probably.
Well,
Frederick, I don't want to be Yowley. I want to be loving, and I want to be somebody that you enjoy having around. I want to be somebody you want to teach the harmonica to. Will you do that, Frederick? Okay, Andrew. As soon as Mother comes home, I will go down to the store and buy a harmonica for you. Can I come too? Well, we'll ask Mother and see if it's okay. I was going to ride my bike, but we could walk. Yes, that's true. Well, Mother will be home. Oh, here's Mother now. Hi, Mom. Well, how do you kids get along? Mother, Andrew is a very special boy. Frederick, you're telling me? I always felt Andrew was a very special boy. What's so special about him? Well, it wasn't nice of him to go borrow my harmonica. But, you know, he is a smart boy. That's true. Frederick, Andrew is a very smart boy. Mother, I'd like to go down to the music shop and buy a harmonica for Andrew. I have $10 that I saved, and I'd like to buy him a nice harmonica. Can we go down there? Frederick, that's the nicest thing I have heard in a long time. Frederick, would you boys mind if I drive you down, or do you want to walk down yourself? Well, Mom, if you don't mind, I won't take my bike, but I'll walk with Andrew. I'm so proud of him. Frederick, you never cease to amaze me. You're so wonderful. You're so great. You're such a great boy. Mom. Yes, Frederick, you're wonderful. And Andrew, I think you must be very special, too, to be able to give your brother a whole new attitude about you in being just so unconditionally loving as you are. I'm so happy with my two boys. Oh, I'm so happy with my two boys. Hey, by the way, what happened to the Yowley, Andrew? He doesn't live here anymore. Oh, how wonderful that is. Okay, boys, have a good trip to the store. We'll see you later. Oh, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right in the door, ready to drop sand into all the faces of all the children so that they'll have happy dreams and beautiful thoughts. Now, you gather up your toys and put them away quickly and jump into bed and grab your mommy and daddy and give them a hug and a kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And take your teddy bear and snuggle down under the blankets and say, good night. And say good night to your brothers and sisters. Good night, you guys. And they holler back, good night, you guy. And pretty soon, Mr. Sandman comes along and pops his pixie dust all over you. And you go to dream and sleep and see Andrew playing on his new harmonica, along with Frederick playing on his harmonica. And the two of them making more noise than music, but having more fun than you could ever imagine. I'll see you soon again. This is Mr. Candle. I'm on my way to visit other boys and girls around the world. So you just have a lovely night and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.